In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Sometimes when people hear today's gospel, they say, well, see, that tells you why we don't have to honor Mary, because Jesus says that everyone who obeys his word is his mother or brothers or sisters. And that is not what our Lord intended. Our Lord intended to say that, you know, really it is not the relationship according to the flesh which matters so much as the relationship according to the Spirit. And those who obey the word of God are truly his relatives, because they have been adopted into God through their baptism and by living out their baptism. Now, you might ask yourself, why was this particular saying included in sacred scripture? Because we know that a lot of what Jesus said wasn't. How do you know that? Because the Bible tells you. You know, it says if there wouldn't be enough words and books to contain all that the Lord did and said. And so one of the things that when you're reading sacred scripture, you could say, well, why was this included? And some histories of the early church, and by histories I mean ones that were written back then, tell us that in the early church there were some relatives of Jesus who tried to throw their weight around and said, well, you know, I'm related to Jesus, so I'm more important than you are because I'm his fifth cousin twice removed on his mother's side. And really, part of what this is saying is to them is, big deal. It doesn't matter whether you're related to him in the flesh. What matters is that you're related to him in the spirit. Now, his mother is a separate case. Why? Because of her unique role in our salvation. Because it was from her that he received his human nature. And it was to her, because of this special role, that she was immaculately conceived through the merits of her son, even though his death occurred decades after her own conception. And so we have all these this complicated things. You know, sacred scripture and the faith is sometimes not quite as simple as it might at first glance appear. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.